The Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Organization today passed a plan for road improvements that will be funded in part by the Florida Department of Transportation over the next 5 years. But Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder initially expressed unhappiness with the plan because it will delay construction of a number of projects, including a long-awaited link between the Interstate 4 and the Leroy Summon Crosstown Expressway for 3 more years. The connector will be a mile-long series of elevated bridges and will include a trucks-only ramp that will direct large tankers and trucks to go directly from I-4 to the Port of Tampa, keeping them off of 21st and 22nd Streets in the heart of Ybor City. Joseph Wagner, the executive director of the Tampa-Hillsborough Expressway Authority, said the delay from 2010 to 2013 because of financial cutbacks with the state's transportation department, also known as the FDOT, but said he had hopes that a new federal stimulus bill could provide funding to speed up the project.
The department, I think, understands the significance of the project, and they, like our agency, are suffering from this recession and the downturn in revenue. So that said, I hope that the stimulus program gives us another opportunity to accelerate this project back to where everybody wants it to be.
Don Skelton is with the FDOT. He said that budget cuts in Tallahassee have made funding the I-4 connector plan simply unfeasible to begin construction next year.
Over the last 3 years, we've made nearly $7 billion worth of adjustments to our work program. We've held on to the connector as long as we possibly could. It stayed within the five-year work program. As Joe says, we're prepared, should the stimulus package come through, to move that project back forward and produce it. But there's just no way, with the state revenues being what they were, to keep that project where it was in 2010.
That led Dingfelder to say he couldn't support approving the plan. He said the lack of communications with the public was a deal breaker for him.
There's no malice intended in that. I know it's a process, and I know that I'm sure the state has been pushing these numbers down on you, on the department, and you have to respond to them. But I think that we have an obligation to the community as well, and that's why we're sitting here.
But Don Skelton with FDOT said there were 2 public hearings held in December regarding the 5-year plan, though he admitted that they weren't that well attended. By law, the MPO needed to vote on the plan or list their objections by January 20th. After fellow Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern also said she would vote against the plan, Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp said that even though it wasn't required that the MPO give their consent on the time schedule for the projects, it would set a bad example when there's a chance that federal funding in terms of the stimulus bill could make it viable for construction closer to 2010.
At a time when you've got the federal government saying, look, shovel-ready projects, we're ready to fund, it looks like this might send a signal that we're not ready. So what I would suggest is you approve this, add the addendum that Commissioner Wagner suggested.
Councilman Dingfelder then said he would support the plan, but with an amendment attached that the FDOT do whatever is possible to try to get funding as soon as they can for the project, estimated a year ago to cost over $700 million in total.
Find the money in the future, I think that's what you said, Joe, for this extremely important project. That's a huge economic engine for the downtown Ybor port area and channel side, et cetera. So I think that's the extent of the motion. It's not
okay.
It's not an objection. It's not holding the project up or anything. It's just urging the DOT to find that money in future years.